are Genesis 2:7 beginning. The first step toward a healthy heart is to travel back to where it all started, to your very own Genesis 2:7 beginning. Back to the moment in history when God decided it was time for you to be born. Not a ho-hum idea, but an exacting, strategic, highly intentional decision. Will you walk with me to that special moment? God had created the entire earth, but had not yet created anyone to take care of it. It is recorded that he formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. That same incredible God-sized deep breath that gave life to Adam also gave life to you and me. What an astounding thought. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And be mindful of this moment. Here are a few important preparations before we start. If you can, turn off all of your devices. Settle down inside and allow the outside world to fade for a few minutes. Close your eyes. Take a very deep breath. And be mindful of this moment. Are you ready? Picture a beautiful, luscious garden. The colors are mesmerizing. Deer are drinking from a crystal river. Lions lay with lambs. There's a peace in the air that feels unusual, yet comforting. Gently, with grand intention, God bends down and picks up a handful of life-giving, heart-lifting Eden dust. Smiling, he closes his eyes. His mind fills with passion, purpose, potential, and endless possibilities for what is about to happen. He lifts his hand and quiets everything around him. Silence settles in like a soft summer rain. Then he inhales, taking a God-sized deep breath, and exhales the excellence of his being into your being. That breath of life imbues your distinct inner and outer character qualities, your gifts and talents, your purpose and passion, and gives you a God-created capacity for affecting your sphere of influence with greatness. This God-sized deep breath enables you to move through the ups and downs of life as an overcomer. When you need strength, remember this breath. When you need courage, remember this breath. When you need love, remember this breath. When you need joy, remember this breath. God's creative work is now finished. Waves of laughter and joy swell as all of Eden rejoices over your life. Hear all of heaven say, "Oh, look at her beautiful smile. She is full of potential. God outdid himself today." You feel so welcome, so loved, so valued, so peaceful. God speaks his blessing over you, his highly valued child. Then, with a heavenly embrace, he sends you off into the world to fulfill your God-breathed destiny. Pause for a moment before continuing. Do you hear any God whispers? Be sure to write them down. Then take yet another moment and just be in this moment. Prior to leaving, speak the following prayer aloud as the finishing touch, or maybe just listen. It is actually the text of Psalm 139, verses 13 through 18. But today, it is a prayer. Dear God, you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Amen. Now, take a few moments to let this all sink deep into that beautiful soul of yours.